For men of a certain age, benign enlargement of the prostate is pretty much to be expected. It can cause symptoms such as a weak stream, never properly emptying the bladder, always wanting to pee and getting up a lot during the night, variations on that theme. Treatments include medications, but they have side effects and don't always work very well, and surgery to reduce the size of the prostate by coring it out, either with a knife or with a laser. But another technique doesn't need a surgeon. It's performed by a radiologist and is called prostate artery embolization. It's only recently been introduced into Australia, but it's been around for a while. A study has just been published from a group at the Wesley Hospital in Brisbane, where Nick Brown is an interventional radiologist. Welcome to the Health Report, Nick.
Thank you, Norman.
So just explain prostate artery embolization. What do you do?
Sure. So prostate artery embolization is a procedure that's performed by an interventional radiologist. It involves directing very small catheters and wires through the arteries into the arteries that supply blood to the prostate. We can then block up the...
So do you do it via the thigh, the arteries in the thigh or the arm? Or where do you get in? How do you get in?
Yeah, there are a number of ways. We can get in through the thigh, through the femoral artery, or indeed through the wrist. Either way is just as effective. It depends on the operator, really, as to what you prefer. But that allows us to get access to those arteries, and then we can block those arteries up using very small microscopic beads that block up the blood supply. Without a blood supply, the prostate shrinks down and softens up, and that relieves the symptoms that you discussed.
What's the risk you get to the wrong artery?
That's a very good question, and that's always one that's near the top of the list of patients asking questions when they come to see us for these procedures. The reality is it's actually very low. The technology these days, the equipment that we have, makes this procedure very safe.
How many times do you have to do it before you're good at it, Nick?
I think like all things, the more you do, the better you get.
But you don't want to be an interventional radiologist's first prostate artery embolization, do you?
No, it's not for the faint-hearted. This is a technically pretty challenging procedure, and most people I know obviously see a number being performed. They go to a lot of workshops, and then they get proctored for several cases before they start their own.
So it's not
practice.
See one, do one, teach one.
Not at all, no.
Okay, so this study that you've just published is looking at the safety and effectiveness of this in benign prostatic enlargement. And it was versus medical therapy, the drugs. What's the rationale for it being versus medical therapy rather than surgery?
Well, we didn't actually formally look at the results of medical therapy in this study. That is the study that we're doing at the moment. That's the current study that's underway, looking at a randomized controlled trial comparing medical therapy to prostate embolization in men that have never been treated before, so as a first-line treatment. But what we did with this study was look at the safety, the feasibility, and the short-term efficacy.
What did you find?
What you found was that it was a very effective way of shrinking the prostate down. We saw a reduction in prostate volume of about 30% or 33%.
So the prostate just shrivels up and dies, or part of it does?
Oh, part of it does. Not all of it does. We target the central part of the prostate, just like the surgeons do with the operations. What we want to do is reduce the amount of tissue, the crowding, the obstruction around the urethra, and the pressure on the bladder. And we do that by taking away the blood supply and seeing the prostate size decrease. So we saw the prostate shrink. We saw symptoms in 95% of men, a significant decrease in symptoms and improvement in quality of life of around about 80% in each group.
How long does it last?
That's a good question. And that is really the major limitation of prostate artery embolization at this point.
New blood vessels grow and it grows back.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever possible to take away all the blood supply to the prostate, no matter how hard we try. And what happens is the body finds a way to grow new blood vessels. The prostate continues to grow, and the process that underlines the increase in size of the prostate continues on. I think that probably most men can expect somewhere in the vicinity of 3 to 5 years worth of relief from this procedure. One of the great advantages is it's a minimally invasive day case. We do this in the morning. The patients
go
catheter, home
no,
in the
no
afternoon.
Catheters in your penis.
No catheters in the penis. And it can be repeated, hopefully years down the track if necessary.
And what about side effects and complications?
The complication rate is actually very low. As I alluded to before, we didn't have any major complications at all in our cohort, and that's mirrored in many of the overseas studies that have also been done. What men can expect after the procedure is a period of symptoms. Usually it lasts for about 5 to 7 days, some burning when they go to the toilet, some increased frequency, a temporary increase in the frequency before everything settles down and the inflammation resolves itself.
And what's the chances you hit one of the artery that goes to the nerves going through the prostate and you cause impotence?
Very, very, very low. Really, one of the great advantages of this minimally invasive procedure is that it doesn't have side effects that are associated with the surgical treatment. So no retrograde ejaculation, no impotence, no incontinence. Basically, the beads, you know, we make sure the beads end up in the prostate and nowhere else, and they do now, what they're designed to do.
The Wesley's been doing this for a while. Is it available in other states?
It is. So we were the first in Queensland to do it. We started our program in 2015. And it's really important to note, Norman, that we were very lucky at both the Wesley Hospital and St Andrews Hospital, where we do this procedure in Brisbane, that we have a great team of urologists that work with us. A collaborative approach to this procedure is really important.
And speaking of urologists, do we have to take out a second mortgage to afford it?
No. Well, unfortunately, it's not available readily in the public system. There are a couple of public hospitals, one of the main centres at Liverpool.
Is it cheaper than a TURP?
It is cheaper than a TURP, yes.
That's all we need to know. For Starts Plus Only advertising for Wesley Imaging. Nick, thanks very much for joining us.
No problem, Norman. Thank you.
And that's Nick Brown, who's an interventional radiologist at Wesley Medical Imaging.